דף מ"ג. גימו. זאת קריאה לקבישנה. אמר לו, השילני פרתך. הוא אמר לו, אינה פנויה. Someone goes over to a friend and says, let me borrow your pora. And the other guy says, well, she's quite busy now doing things for me. And he gets furious. And he says, kunim sadai shani choresh ba lo'olam. Well, be damned if I ever use that pora to be choresh my field. This is the way one learns. Some learn. Others learn that he sensed that the guy did not want him to use the pora for choresha. And he didn't actually want it for Chavish, he wanted it for something else. He thought he was going to be overusing it. So he says, believe me, that's not what I want, and that's not what I was taking before. But he makes a net, meanwhile, to Aser use of this Pora for Chavish. So Im Hayadar Kola Charosh, there's actually a third shot, which is that the lender says that, you know, if that's not the case, then this year. But it really doesn't make any difference. I mean, the point remains the same. The chalos of the neder is that imayadar kol acharosh, if he himself would personally do charisha under normal circumstances, then the intent of the neder was a reference to himself. I will be not choresh. And again, we're continuing now our diyukim on what a person means when they say mine. Sadecha, nechasai, nechasai elu. Here too we're saying, sadi shani choresh balolam, and it's Sha'ani Choresh Balolam. So therefore, what's the intent? If normally he never does the Charisha himself, then obviously he's referring to using this shor for his worker. And then it would be the case that Imein Darko Lacharosh, Hu V'Cholat HaMasur, and at that point, nobody would be able to use that pora for his field. HaMudar HaNa'am B'Chaveiro Ve'in Lo Mayochal. And here, once again, we get back, and this is at last the Mishnah, we've discussed this case twice before, and we actually discussed it in Ksuvos, and as well, in the context later on. Elo bayokal, olech etzel chenvani, and the gears over there, zakoroveva, it's missing over here, zakhenvani, others have it, and it doesn't mean it has to be koroveva, it means even though it is koroveva, you might think that means it's more of an order, when you tell a chenvani, he jumps to the conclusion, that you're actually making yourself responsible. You can put it on your charge account, even though you never said that. So he goes to him and he says, Ish ploni mudar na mimeni, v'ini yodei amai aseh. I'm in a terrible pickle. This guy needs food desperately. And I answered him, I'm in mudar na. I can't give it to him. I don't know what to do. The chenveni can then go, v'notein lo, u'bavenotel mizeni, he can take it back from the other, not that he can legally take it back, but if the guy is willing to pay him, we don't say it's as if it was done as a shlichut from him initially, and the very fact that he pays is indicative of its having been a shlichut. As long as he says it in that lashon, then he didn't really make any bar-mitzvah. It's not only that, it's a remez that doesn't have any legal validity. If he says, well, I never said I would pay, this chenveni is up to creep. Haya beito livnon, that this is not only an emergency situation where the guy literally doesn't have what to eat, but even all of these cases we're talking about other needs. So there he could go to Poalim and he could say, Ish ploni mudar and amimeni, ven yodea ma'ase. Ve'ino simim obonim benotlim sechar mizef. They're willing to take that risk. They can go. And he can pay them, and it's not considered to be a shlichut. How about if ayum ha'alchim baderach? There is no chenvei. They're on the road. And one guy runs out of food. So if there's another person with him, give it to a third party, and he can make a gift to the third party, then the person is mudar hana'a ala mutar. At that point he becomes mutar, because he only answered his things, his hana'a on him. How about if nobody's with him? Im eini mahem acher. So then miniach ala sela o ala gader, v'omer arein mufkarim l'chom mishiach otz. He can put it down, be mafkira to whomever he will be zoch in it, and then the person who is mudar hana'a can go and be noto from hefker vochel. In that case, however, Rabbi Yossi oser. Why is Rabbi Yossi oser? Om Rabbi Yochanan, in my time with Rabbi Yossi, kosovar hefker kematana. Look, when you make a gift, your statement of intent about that gift is meaningless. It's only where the gift actually changes rishut. into the recipient. You could say, I'm making this a gift to you, but it's not his. You could change your mind until such time as actually zochen. So just like a gift, so until the moment at which it actually enters into the Rishut of the Mekabel, he could still change his mind. Af hefker, ad ati Rishut zochen. Hefker is also the same way. It doesn't leave your Rishut until somebody takes it. All that you're doing is you're saying you can take it. But if you take it, you're basically taking it from me, because I can change my mind up until the last moment. And if that's the case, if this person is Zochem and a Hefker, it's going to be Zochem from you, which is you're allowing him to take. That's all that Hefker is. And if that's the case, then he's being Nena directly from you. Mativ Rav Abba. Rav Abba asks on this approach of Rabbi Yochanan in Rabbi Yossi from the following. Halanoto v'yochel, Rabbi Yossi oser, and now in a brighter, Rabbi Yossi expands the sheet. Om Rabbi Yossi, emotai. When do we say that we can talk about an Isser over here? It's Dafkus Manshin Nidro Kodam Lefkeiro. So we're the first who first made the Neder, and then it goes in and he's Mafkirit. In that case, the recipient is going to be Osir to take it. Abba. Imaya Hefkeiro Kodam Lenidro. On the other hand, if he did the Hefker before the Neder, then the recipient could take it. That doesn't make any sense if what Rabbi Yochanan is saying is true. That actually it remains in the reshut of the mafkir until such time as he's zochen it. And if he wished, he could change his mind and say, well, I changed mind, it's no longer efker. What the heck is the difference? Mali nidro kodem lefkero, mali efkero kodem nidro. Bottom line is, at the moment that I am giving it to him, I'm giving it to him, so to speak, by his being zochen, directly from me. What's nafkamina? If I made the netter even after it was already hefker, I ossered him on the anov, all that was mine, and until such time as anyone was zoka, this hefker is mine, and he's been got it from me. So that proves that Rabbi Yochanan cannot be on the right track when it comes to explaining Rabbi Yossi. Actually, hu motiv lo mefarekla, he realized it's not much of a question. It's a simple answer. And that is that kol anoder ein dato amashi yifkir. The person makes the neder. It's not that he couldn't have made the neder. He could have made the neder. Had he said beferish, I'm answering you on anything that's mine, including such things that I could change my mind about when it comes to hefker. So then enochinami, Rabbi Yossi would have said in that case, it's also us. All that we're relying on over here is an assumption that psychologically, once a person is bafker something, he doesn't think about it as being his, even though technically, according to the way Rabbi Yochanan's understanding, Rabbi Yossi is his. Therefore, he never intended to answer those things that in his mind are out of sight, out of mind, so to speak. Masiv Rava says, Rava, that's not true. It's simply not the case that a person doesn't think about what it is that's out of mind. If it's technically his, then what it is that he does impacts legally everything, including those things that you might think are already out of mind. And I'll prove it to you. Miktatam rishon v'kulan l'sheni. Rishon, now, the gears that we have is rishon kana and the sheni lo kana. However, this girsa is not the correct girsa according to almost all of the rishonim, and it's very, very weak. The pirushim that are said aliba this girsa would be easy to show, to give terutz and to Rava's question. So it's best, although there are many different approaches to the correct girsa, there's also many different approaches. But let's take the Ron's girsa now, which is also Tosis's girsa, the Hanan's girsa, the Tanel's girsa. And let's take the first, the Ron's pshat. So it says over there, Motiv Rava, take a look at the Ron on the last of the large lines on top, Hachi Garsina, Motiv Rava miktatan rishon v'kulam l'sheni, Sheni zachal ishtabed berishon. Now that girsa of the ishtabed as opposed to kana makes it appear that we're talking about a case of abadim. And indeed the Ron learns that is what we're talking about. Somebody has two abadim. He gives part of his lechasim to the first eved. That first eved isn't kona anything, because we cannot know whether that part of my lechasim meant the eved. And if it didn't mean the Eved, then Ko Mashikana Eved, Kana Rabbo. So he's back where he started from. And therefore, right, any little bit that is Meshire may be the Eved that is Meshire. So there's no way that the Eved was Kona anything. Then when he goes ahead now and gives everything that he has to the second Eved, he now gave the first Eved to the second Eved. But what we should, because it says now the second could be Mishabed Berishon. But if out of sight is out of mind, and we don't know about what he was Mishayer, we certainly have no right to say that the second Eved has the Rishus on the first Eved, because maybe he left over, that was what he gave the first Eved. So it's got to be that since the first Eved wasn't Zocher, when he said, I'm giving everything to the second, he means even what I had given to the first, that he wasn't Zocher. Even though that's out of mind, it's like being Matkirit. So I'm ready for you to take Miksat Nechasai. And then when I turn around and I give all of Nechasai to somebody else, I include that which I gave to you that you weren't Zocher. You see, from there, says Rava, that a guy, when he makes a statement, even though part of it had already been given, or in this case, he makes a statement being a netter, and he had already been mafkir, it would be chal on the hefker. Therefore, if Rabbi Yochanan was right in explaining Rabbi Yossi, then it makes absolutely no difference whether the hefker came first or the netter came first. It would be the same halacha. Okay, that's how he understands it, because this lesson of Shibud makes it seem like we're talking about a case of avodah. Tosfos, and there is another gersa where we saw the Kona, that he was Kona. So the Rishon was Lokana, Sheni Kana. Now, what would that be referring to? So the way that the Rabbeinu Hananel understands it is that we're talking about another case, nothing to do with Avadim. We're talking about a Shchid Meirah. Now, the din of a Shchid Meirah is if he gives a gift, leaving himself nothing, he obviously is giving this gift only in context of what he believes to be his imminent demise. And if he ignobly recovers, and now he's left himself nothing, he can be chayzer. Well, I didn't die, too bad. For you. So in this case, if he goes out and he says, Miktas nechasai l'rishon, so then he left over for himself. Fine. Now, the thing is, though, so therefore that ought to be a perfectly good gift. Right? So now, he turns around, if he had been explaining what he's giving away, and the sum total was all of his nechas. So he would say, this to Rishon, that to Sheni, and so on and so forth. So then, the halacha would be that he's also giving everything away. And then, if he gets well, he indeed would be able to be chaser. In all of the cases, he could be chaser. So in this case, his gears over here is the Rishon Kana. This works out very well in this event. We're talking about a Shchiv Mira. Why? Because if the person was continuing to give away his things, so then if he gets better, he should be able to take everything that he's got from everyone. Since we're saying that the Rishon Kana, it must mean that we know that when he says, everything that I have is Lasheni, he meant everything that I have, including what I had given to the Rishon, is Lasheni. Because if he meant to say, and everything that's left is Lasheni, then what he's doing is being Mechalek Mechos of Alpiv and giving everything away. So I give this 10% Lasheni, and the rest, meaning 90% I'm giving Lasheni. Since we're saying over here that, no, actually Rishon was Kana. So what's that mean? It means I've changed my mind. I'm chaser from the Rishon. I don't want to give it to the Rishon. I'm not making a new gift. The new gift is everything. The new gift is everything. That means that's not chal, because I got better. But what I gave to the first one never was meant to be seen as part of an asina of all of my things. It was just a gift. So a gift of a shchiv meirah, if he leaves for himself, is chal, and he can't be chaser. Therefore, the Rishon is kind of sheni lo kana. Who told us that the guy was Nimlach, and he changed his mind? Maybe indeed he was talking about what's left over after the Rishon. So you see from there that when a person says everything, he means including all of the above. In which case, if he makes a netter, he's saying, and anything that is still in my ability to be changing my mind about, including Hefker that I already made, that nobody else was okay. So Mamela, we could have that gives the way the Rabbeinu Hananel has, works out well too. Okay. But in any case, we've shown from here that a person does have that to Amasha Yifkir, and the only way that we were able to maintain Rabbi Yochanan's Pshat and Rabbi Yossi is to say that Rabbi Yossi must hold that you're not thinking about what you already were mafkir. Well, here we see that that's not true. Nobody's chalek on this. Therefore, says Rava, forget about that reasoning. El Amar Rava, the reason Rabbi Yossi says that you're not allowed to do this with hefker, it's not really because you can't do it technically. You could do it technically, but we're worried. Because the case of hefker looks awfully like the case of Beit Choron. You remember the case of Beit Choron, we had that also before, where a guy was making a wedding and he had family troubles and answered his father to be nenef from him. He wanted the grandfather to attend the wedding. Typical kind of modern situation. So he gives over all of the wedding to another guy. And the other guy says, well, okay, if it's all mine, I'm giving it to the Shamayim. Tegdish. So guys, what are you, out of your cotton picking mind? You understand I'm only giving it to you in order that Abba should be able to come. He says, no, I understand what you're doing. You're giving it over to me so I should burn in hell and you should have fun with your dad at the wedding. That's what's going on. So in other words, because you didn't really give it to me. That's the point. It was a fake out. It's like the old Mechiras Chometz test. Where the guy goes and drinks all the schnapps. You know? That's called the Maaseh of Beit Choron. That's where that happened. So because this looks very similar to that, nobody else is around. So you're going around and you're saying, I'm mafker to everybody. Because the only person you're being mafker to is the guy that's Aserbano, that you want him to be able to get it. So we're afraid, Rav Yossi is afraid if we give you this option. Next thing you know is you're going to say beferish, I'm being mafker so that so-and-so should be zochen it, which would be literally Beit Choron's story, and that's not called hefker. So because of that, he answered it. But technically speaking, of course, there's no difference in the dinim of hefker as far as Rav Yossi is concerned. You can do this. It's just we're afraid you're going to say beferish. It's not true for everybody. So gzera mishum matnat Beit Choron, that's all that we're worried about. Tanya. Hamafkir et sadeu. Guy goes and he's mafkir his sada. Now, the reason that people would go and be mafkir their sada is because it could save them a lot of money. Because if they're mafkir their sada and then they go back and they're zoka in the sada, then they don't have to take off meiser. Because anything that grows from hefker, that there's zochet from hefker, is not chayav of the meiser. So they would pretend to be mafkir the sada, having in mind to go back and be zochet themselves, and thereby think that they were potter. But since their das was the chatchila at the time that they were mafkir, that actually they want to be zochet, so it turns out to be harama. Therefore, recognizing de facto that that is the reality, so we made a halacha that hamafkir tzadeo kosher shayamim yochol lachzorbo mikan ve'elach en yochol lachzorbo. The derech was somebody would allow a maximum of like 3 days to play this little game. So after that we say he really did mean the hefker. So that means if somebody was zocha in it, that he wasn't really being zocha in the hefker. The reason we wanted to do that is not to protect these people, but adarab, to show them that it isn't really hefker. Because we want to make it clear, we don't believe it's hefker. We so much don't believe it's hefker that even if somebody else was zocha in it, he wasn't zocha in a hefker. So it's not for your protection. So even the guy insists he was zocha in a hefker. We look at it as a gift, and the guy will be higher than meisers. So therefore, what we're saying over here is that essentially it's really hefker. In other words, this does not follow the approach of Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yossi. Assuming that the Machlokas Rabbi Yossi in the Rabbanan is, as Rabbi Yochanan stated, that according to Rabbi Yossi, you're not Zochan Hefker until you actually get it into your Rishos. So then this piece is clearly going according to the Rabbanan.
Even lifting it? No,
time. Once he's Zochan it. So that's what we're saying. We're saying that you could be chozer, shlosha yomi, mikan ve'enechene yochol lachzor, but it makes no difference whether someone was zochen it or not. According to Rabbi Yossi, the only important point is whether somebody else was zochen it. If nobody else was zochen it, it could be 3 years later, and you could change your mind then. So clearly this can't be going aliba to Rabbi Yossi the way Rabbi Yochanan was learning. This is going aliba to Rabbanan. Where do we come up with the 3 days? That's a whole different thing. That's because of the haroma in terms of Maasrot, which was irrelevant to the case that we were talking about, obviously. wasn't being mafker soda over here, it was just being mafker food. So, okay, this is a special case, we need to take into consideration how wrong. Now, Amar, how about if the guy says, Tehei sada zo mufkeret liyom echad, or l'shabbat echad, or l'chodesh echad, l'shana echad, l'shavua echad. How about if the guy makes a term in which this is going to be chal? So now, he doesn't want to let go completely. So he's saying, okay, it's going to be, for the next 7 years, it's hefker. So then the din is, achelo zachava, beinu beinacher, yochol lachzor. So at that point, until he's zocha in it, so then he can always change his mind. And he's going like Rabbi Yosef. Misha zachabo beinu beinacher, in yochol lachzor. At this point, he cannot have karata over here. So in other words, what he's talking about over here at the time that he is being mafkir it, certainly there's no intention at this point. He's not letting go aligator of Yosef. Somebody is open it. At that point, you could talk about his letting go. At this point, if Rabbi Yochanan is correct, it's going on aligator of Yosef, you could change your mind as long as you want. But the fact that it says for a particular amount of time is irrelevant.
Once it's gone, it's gone.
No. You know, this would be true on Libra Rabbi Yossi no matter what. Isn't that true? That's according to Rabbi Yossi, if Rabbi Yochanan is right, and it's completely irrelevant to us how long the period was for. Because Rabbi Yossi says, even if a guy's mafka completely, guys, mafkir said it completely, there's no problem, he can change his mind until such time as somebody else comes and gets it. Because according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's considered to be the equivalent of a matana. And until somebody gets that matana, you could certainly change your mind. So, in other words, if you're telling me that if you don't make any kind of rule, don't say any kind of time, don't say any kind of limit, that then we give you a 3-day limit, that clearly is halacha of Ramahut and has to be going, not like Rabbi Yosef. If in the Sefer we're telling you it's only at such a point that somebody was zoche in it that it becomes his, so then at that point it would be dafka chua libra Rabbi Yosef. So why does it say this part about bein hu bein acher? This doesn't work out libra Rabbana. Is that true? Reish Rabbana. We'll talk in a moment why Rabbi Yosef would possibly have said the time limit. But first, let's see what that would mean on Libra Rabbanan. So, Reisha Rabbanan, Sefer Rabbi Yossi, is that what you're trying to tell me? The Reisha is clearly only working out Aliba the Rabbanan. Because according to Rabbi Yossi, it doesn't matter how many days, it doesn't matter how many years. There's no such thing as 3 days. It has nothing to do with Harama. It has to do only with the fact that nobody got it. It's very clear in this Braita that the Reisha doesn't take into consideration when somebody got it. And the Sefer doesn't take into consideration 3 days. It only takes into consideration when somebody got it, right? So what is that telling you? The Rabbanan don't consider when somebody received it, because according to them, Hefker is chal immediately. So what's the meaning of 3 days? It's got to be some other issue. The Haram effect. Okay. The Sefer that makes dependent in whether somebody took it could only be Rabbi Yossi, because according to Rabbanan, Hefker is independent of somebody taking it. It's chal immediately when you say it. So then, what would be the point? Yochol lachzor bo. The truth is that, obviously, Aliba de Rabbi Yossi makes no difference whether you said it, even if you would say hefker forever and ever, would be exactly the same case. Why then do we talk about the yochol lachzor bo, or enolo yochol lachzor bo? According to the way we understand it now, this is a hint that it should work out Aliba de Rabbanan, obviously. We must have an explanation as to why this is true. But because of the din, that Misha Zachabo Eino Yochol Lachzorbo, so therefore, we now, this is not exactly the same as the Hefker Zman with Hefker Olamit. So I want to know what the halacha would be, whether he could change after that amount of time, whether it would be Chozer L'Rishus or not. So if he says Yom Echad, over there, first of all, we have no chashash of Ramahut. Why? Because if the guy was really talking, didn't really mean that he's giving it the hefker at all, that's the chiddush. Guy, even I'll leave it to Rabbi Yossi. If there's a chash of Rama Uts, if somebody was zochah in the first day, why would he be able to keep it? Why would there be a separate machlokas with Yossi and Rabbanan about whether we're chashin and a Rama Ut? That's ridiculous. Why would we think such a thing? Therefore, we throw in this nekuda because we say like this. If this person was a Rama and intended to immediately take it back, why is he talking about for a month, for a year? That's not doing him anything. He's planning on taking it back tomorrow. He might as well just say it's hefker. So obviously, since he's trying to protect himself in some other way, that eventually he'll get it back, but he really wants to be mafter. So therefore, we could dispense with our chashash of Ramon, and the 3 days have nothing to do with it. That's the issue here. So in order to have a sefer that I'm contrasting entirely with the reish, so I want to say, in the reisha, the only issue that limits the hefker is the chashash of Rama'ut. In the sefer, where there is no chashash of Rama'ut, because he's protecting himself in terms of the time, so then the only issue to take into consideration is, did somebody pick it up yet, or not? So then we have a very clear-cut machlokas here. In the braita, that's claiming to be one shita. The first part of the braita is entirely aliba de rabbanan, doesn't give any stock to the question of whether somebody picked it up or not from the hefker. And the second one is entirely Rabbi Yossi, a text into consideration only the issue about whether somebody picked it up. Does this make sense to have a bright? I mean, it certainly makes perfectly good sense that it would be true, but it's so unlikely that a bright without any indication is setting forth a halacha in which it's contradictory. The reish and the sefer. Is really, are we going to accept this? That the reish is Rabban and the sefer is Rabbi Yossi? Or Marula? No. What's interesting is that the sefer can work out even according to the Rabban. What? Why? I thought the Rabban would say the moment you say something is hefker, it's hefker. That's true. But the main point, according to the Rabban, is adding those words for Yom Echad, a Shana Echad, a Shavua Echad, that makes all the difference in the world. Because what it means is you're not letting go. That's what it means. You're not really ready to let go of this land. Or you're trying to protect yourself on that land. Therefore, in this case, the Rabbanan are made it to Rabbi Yossi. If it's clear that the mode that the person chooses to make something hefker is that he's having a hard time letting go, then that means that until such time as somebody actually picks it up in a zocha in it, he hasn't let go. That's what it's saying. And in that case, we're moda to you that indeed he would have been able to be lachzorbo until such time as the person picks it up. And not because of the chashash of Rama'ut, but dafka because of the way in which he's saying his head. Okay? So, basically, it's not that we have a devastating question on Rabbi Yochanan. This is just assuming Rabbi Yochanan is right. How do we explain this braita? But actually, the braita looks beautiful. I'll leave it to Rabbi Yochanan. It's just that it's two different shittas. Okay? The way we're learning it, the way Rava is learning it, obviously the whole issue is a completely different issue. It's this new idea that Rula is pointing out, that there's such a thing as a hefker where you only let go when the other guy actually does the king. And over there, there would be a problem in the door in such a case. Omar lo ashileni paratcha, Omar lo ina pnuya, Omar konim sadim shani choresh ba olam. So he might have darko lakrosh, who personally, so then who asur b'chol adam mutari. Whereas he made darko lakrosh personally, you would always have some other worker, then who v'chol adam asurim. Amudaran amikave rovein lo mayokal, ho lecheitzokach, hachen v'ni haragil etzlo, which would only mean even haragil etzlo. V'omer, ish pluni mudar anam imeni, and v'ni yodea ma'ese, v'u noten lo ubav v'notel mize, haya b'yitro livnot, o gidro ligdor, or sadeo liktsor, ho lecheitzo lo koalim v'omer, ish pluni mudar anam imeni, v'ni yodea ma'ese, ונוסינו בו באים ונותנים שכר מזה. היו מלכים בדרך ואינו מה יאכל, נותן לאחר משום מתנה ועל המותר בה. אם אין עם מהם אחר, מניח אגבי סלו על הגדר ואומר, הרי אין מופקרין לכל מי שיחפוץ ועל הנוטל ואוכל. רבי יוסי עושה. אומר רבי יוחנן, מה הייתה עם רבי יוסי? כסב ההפטר כמתנה? מה נתנה? הדעתי רשות נותן רשות מקבל, אף הפקר הדעתי רשות זוכה. מותי ורבבו, והלא נוטל ואוכל, ורבי יוסי עושר, אום רבי יוסי, אם אתה בזמן שנדרו קודם לפקרו, אבל אם היה הפקרו קודם לנדרו, הרי זה מותר, ואי אמר דעתי רשות זוכה, מה לי נדרו קודם לפקרו, מה לי הפקרו קודם לנדרו, ומותי ולא ומשנה לה, כל הנדר, אם דעתו מה שהפקי, מותי ורא, מקצתם ראשון וכולנו שני, So, either we can have the Rabbeinu Hanan's Girsa, Rishon Kana, Sheni Lo Kana, or we can have the Ran's Girsa, Rishon Lo Kana, Sheni Mishtabei Berishon. Ela, Amar Rava, Haine Taim in the Rabbi Yossi, Gzera Mishum Matnat Betchor An Tani. Going back now, I'll leave the Rabbi Yochanan. Hamafkir at Sadeo Koshlo Shaya Mim Yocholach Zorbo, Mikan Lelechen Yocholach Zorbo. אמרת, היסד הזו מובקרת יום אחד, לשבת אחד, לחודש אחד, לשנה אחת, לשבוע אחד, עד שלא זכה בה בין הוא בן אחר יכול לחזור בו. מי שזכה בה בין הוא בן אחר, אין יכול לחזור בו. Now obviously this is talking about, I forgot to mention, that the person was zocha in the field, לשם being zocha מן ההפקר. Otherwise we would view it just as a chazara. And we were saying, הוא או אחר. Yochal Achzor, but doesn't make sense. If he is Zoch in it, and he's not being Chozerbo, I mean, isn't that Chozerbo? So it would have to be clearly that he indicates, I mean, Zoch in this field from the Hefer. So Reisha Rabbanan, Sefer Rabbi Yossi, Amaruna Sefer Nami Rabbanani, because this is a unique case. Iyachi, Amayat Shalozach Abba Benu Benachar Yochal Achzorbo. Because Shani Shana Shavua Deloshchichi is not the normal way that people would be Mafkir, and therefore, it must be that he has a mind to protect himself and not to relinquish his hold on the property.